B-Pod Studios.
Sixth.
Is that CBS? What's this? No, CBS and Fox split it.
Well, Fox gets, NBC gets the kickoff game this Thursday.
Right.
And then beyond that, I think it's CBS every week, isn't it? In tandem with the NFL Network.
I thought CBS and Fox split the Thursday night.
Yeah, so this one is NBC. So, like, week two is going to be the Thursday night game. Will be Tampa Bay at Carolina, and that is on, it says NFL Network. It just says National TV, NFL Network. So I don't know if that's going to be on CBS or what, but or maybe it's after the baseball playoffs and they pick it up.
There is a, the Thursday night one, that's why it was so good, because they split their, they split them.
Okay, so Fox comes into play when the Eagles play Green Bay, so that's going to be Buck and Aikman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not going to be Tony Romo.
Yeah, they whack those up.
Okay.
Give me some, get some summer on, some Madden, too.
I got one for you.
You got
just
one?
A random play.
Let me hear. That's all I want.
Encroachment, heck. That's more encroachment when you go that far. Hey. Big old big cat, you got all this stuff going. You go whap, 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 whap. That's more than encroachment.
Three wide receiver set up. It's Jairus McPhail, the ball carrier. Gets up close to a first down.
My God, do me a favor, get a little bit more solo. I don't know why, like, all of a sudden, like, that's the thing about football, man. It just transports you. I'm closing my, I'm lost in listening to Summerall.
Yeah, well, you remember.
So I love Summerall. Summerall's was awesome.
Yeah, to me, he was the voice of football for me in my earlier, when I really got into it.
Yeah.
And I remember at the end of, coming down to the end of every game, coming up after CBS football, an all new 60 Minutes and a new episode of Murder, She Wrote with Angela Lansbury. You know, he's always doing the promos.
Yeah.
I remember that vividly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cunningham. I want to hear him say Cunningham. I want to hear Pat Summerall say Randall Cunningham.
Or like a Jerome Brown sack.
Yeah.
White.
Attacks the quarterback.
You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. By the way, D-Gunn will join us at 11:30 from NBC Sports Philly. We'll get his take on the NFL's 100th year and the Eagles' Redskins on Sunday. But let's go to Reed in Charlotte, is on the Fanatic. How you doing today, Reed?
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's
going on, Reed?
I was being patient. I'm like, oh, man, they're going to call me or what?
Sorry, brother. We're like,
you got to be geeking out, man.
You got to be careful. You got to just, like, bear with us sometimes because, you know, we'll get geeked out.
Hey, I got a question. Like, what's the best? All right, I got the cornerbacks, right, for the scouts. What's the best time for me to call? It's kind of, you know, from 10 to 10, it's tough to be on hold for an hour. I'm not complaining.
Oh, no. You're right. Listen, you're right. Listen, we'll promise you, like, you know, we're going to be times when we'll just run right through the call. So any usually Tuesday, Wednesday will be the days.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah. All and right. If you call right, during good. Those times, we'll make sure we run through the calls. We'll make Tuesday, that a promise.
Okay. Yeah. No, listen,
I feel you. I get you. I totally understand.
So as far as tonight, man, I'm geeked. I got business appointments now at 11 and 2, and I told my wife after that, man, look, we just chill. I'm going to get some crabs. We're going to watch some football. You know, last year it was Packers and Bears first Sunday night game. It was a good game too.
Yeah.
You know, so excited, man. I got the fantasy going. A couple guys playing for the other team. So I'll be rooting against them, man. But I wanted to talk about we talked about it last time I called. Regarding Goddard and Aguilar, and you mentioned it the other day too, Anthony. You said you felt like Smallwood, like you feel like Aguilar.
Yes,
I knew you didn't like Aguilar.
Yes. And you know what's funny?
I heard you say it.
I did. And you know what's funny? Aguilar is better than Smallwood. But I still feel similar toward the two of them.
Hey, look, people have a good season. Hey, Jason, go back to that play you talk about. The play you talk about with escaping, Wentz escaping.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess who picked up a key block in that play?
Smallwood.
Go watch the play.
Oh, man.
Smallwood picks up a key block, a blitzing linebacker. Smallwood cleans him out and Wentz scrambles for the first down. That was a Monday night game against the Redskins at home. I was watching that at a bar in Cincinnati. Hey, listen, man, fellas.
What a pleasure, brother.
Wednesday,
love
watch
it.
Watch them cornerbacks.
I like it.
Your charter chapter member down there, Reed. You know your job.
Sir.
Yep.
I've been sending pictures from Steamers. That's the Eagles bar down here. I'll be there Sunday, bright and early. I'll be posting pictures on the Facebook page and calling next week.
Yep. You got to walk into the bar with your color guard. You got to walk in with a flag, an Eagle flag.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean?
What do we need, Andrew? You have the list, right?
I have it in the back, but we still need, because we haven't determined a quarterback, Scout.
All right, well, do me a favor. Get the list, and then coming out, we'll because we need to fill this before tomorrow. We also need our little cadre of numbers guys.
Yeah, we need the analytics group to check in.
Yeah.
Guys that, went to college for,
Looking at, whether looking at the card for the games, the weekend card,
yep.
Or, breaking Eagles down as well. So.
Yeah, it's always interesting, too, in the early part of the season to see, how teams do when coming off a certain opponent. Like, the analytical guys got to figure it out. Like, remember what the Legion of Boom, the week after you played Seattle, it was really tough for teams because of the physicality against that defense. So, like, certain teams you play, if you play them the week before, they're a little less of a test the next week.
It's like
coming off an emotional divisional game against the Cowboys, to get the emotion back up. It's spot. Let's go to Matt in Jupiter, Florida on the Fanatic. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Oh, Cuzzo, you hyped up, buddy?
I can't wait, man. I can't wait, Matt. Fired up!
You know what, Cuz? I love hearing your voice. It brings me such comfort. Good times, bad times.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you guys. That call that you just had from the Carson Escape, that game, I was there with my old man at that Monday night game. And I called you, cuz, and I told you all I want that season. I said, all I want is a parade down broad for my old man to know that he gets to see that in his lifetime. You and me got a history, cuz, okay? And I tell you, it's all about family. We're talking birds. We're getting hyped. Football's real. It's here right now. So check this. I got a baby due in a couple weeks.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, brother.
Thanks, buddy. I got my son. I got a little girl on the way, so we've hit the jackpot twice now.
Oh, man. Banker's family.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
But here's the deal. I call up. I says to my mom, hey, Mom, I need to fly up. I want to watch this game to see. It feels like another special season. I want to watch a game with my old man. I want to fly up there and come watch it. Mom says, you got a baby due. You can't come up. I says, Mom, I'm coming. She goes, no, you're not. She says, because if that baby's born and you're not there, you'll never forgive yourself for it. I said, Mom, there's only one place I want to be if that baby's born, if I'm not going to be there. Mom wasn't having it, man.
Do you have in-laws down there? Help?
I do, with
the family?
Yep, you're right. I'm your guy. My father-in-law was the one who slipped me the ticket across the table and said, go home for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Besides your parents. You remember
that story.
That's right, buddy.
Is beautiful. Oh, I love
you're
that
beautiful,
guy.
Beautiful, man. Yeah. So here's the deal. So I get a phone call. My old man says, Matt, your mom's going crazy. Sit tight. I'm on a plane. I'm leaving work in 5 minutes. I'm going to pick him up. He's coming down. We're going to watch the first game together.
Oh, that's awesome. So he's coming
to
you, man.
He's coming to me. It's all about the birds, baby.
That's a great father.
It's all about the birds.
Beautiful.
He is a great father. He's my hero. He's my best friend. And that's what it's all about, man. I'm so hyped to start this season. We're going to watch the first game of the season together. He set the tone for our family. He's instilled these values in me. And I was telling my wife last week, I can't wait to instill these same values in my son. He's 4 years old. He's going to be with me every game this year. It's incredible, man. My mood is so hype. And then I listen to you guys. I'm just pumped up, man. I wanted to share it with you, buddy.
Give him a big hug for me, all right?
How's everything going in Jupiter, Matt? Are you guys getting hit at all?
Oh, no, everything was great, Obviously, our heart goes out to everyone in the Bahamas who was affected. It was about 20% of the population down there.
My father is in Bonita Springs.
That's right. Yep, on the Gulf Coast, right?
Yeah.
That's right, buddy.
Not too far from you.
I'm always thinking about you, about your old man across the way. The family ties, they're
that's
there.
It, man.
But we're good down here in Jupiter.
Good.
Hey, you guys, go Birds.
Great
job, Matt.
Thanks, Matty.
Enjoy the game coming up on Sunday.
His father-in-law, I remember the story. That, he wanted to watch Super Bowl with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's living down there. Young family.
Yep.
flights, the whole thing. The father-in-law, what a great guy, gives him the plane ticket, and he goes,
"Go watch this.
Go watch this with your dad."
Yeah, you can pick the good one.
Like that's a. I thought that was outrageous. That was beautiful.
It's great core family values on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's dynamite.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. A couple open lines if you want to grab it. The football's back. We're celebrating 100 years of the NFL.
Give me the summer roll.
So let's hear this. This is 1996.
Oh, you got to hear the names.
Eagles-Redskins.
Eagles-Redskins.
Oh, my God, I will
and
it, you.
And it's week one. Eagles-Redskins.
Oh, that's awesome.
1996. Pass on.
Today, the sun rises on another NFL season, and Washington head coach Norv Turner has given Gus Berant his opportunity to shine. As the Redskins take their first step towards a successful upcoming venture, Ray Rhodes has filled the Eagles with hope and promise. Quarterback Rodney Peete looks to emerge and make his mark in the NFL. And the Eagles look to conquer the Redskins in this always intense NFC East battle.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
How great is that?
You gotta be kidding me. I want to dun, 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 dun. That music in the background. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, man. The wide receivers on that team. How about Irving Fryer and Chris T. Jones? Ricky Waters on that squad and
that's
Kevin
amazing.
Turner.
1996. They were horrible that year, 96.
Ray Rhodes trying to instill hope is what he says.
98 was the bad year.
How about the left tackle on that squad?
96, they were coming back. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Barrett Brooks.
Barrett Brooks. Wow.
How about that? 610-632-0975. All right, we got to start
Norv
giving away.
Norv Turner.
Getting people. Yeah.
Norv Turner.
And Gus Frat.
I'd say Gus Frat. What comes to mind?
When he headbutted the back of the end zone.
Yes.
Got hurt.
Yes.
Idiot.
Headbutt the wall.
Yeah.
Like, were you nuts?
It cost him.
Yeah.
It killed him. So that was Kurt Warner, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's when.
Was it Kurt Warner?
Is that when Kurt Warner started? I don't even know.
I don't think so, but who knows? Maybe. You might be right.
Was that? No, it wasn't Bulger, because Bulger was after Warner.
Yeah.
Who was the other quarterback?
Gus Frat.
Wow. Crazy.
That's outrageous.
610-632-0975. We got to start getting people registered for these tool tickets with your barbershop game. Brutus the Barber. So we'll start that coming up. It's the Midday Show, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And I got to tell you, we know football's back. It starts tonight, and when you got some skin in the game, well, it's always even more exciting. And FanDuel Sportsbook, they got you covered because you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. You can do it risk-free. FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet up to $500. So this is a great time to go on and sign up and use my promo code Jason and place your first bet. And if you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook is going to refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook, plenty to bet on. Money line, spreads, props, parlays, more, and special promos running every day. And best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook, they have lightning fast withdrawals. So if you're looking to place your $500 risk-free bet, maybe do it tonight. Do it on the big game to kick off the 100th season tonight. Don't worry. If you lose, you're going to get your money back in site credit up to $500 when you use my promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N. You can bet from anywhere in PA. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit. Before winnings can be withdrawn, must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. You got any more for me, Andrew?
Working on one right now.
All right.
That same season, Eagles-Niners wild card playoff game.
Oh, yeah. Mm, yeah, 96. I remember that game. Stand. I remember that game, yeah.
In 1996 season, but that would be 97.
Go back to anybody our age, Jason and I, will say go back to Buddy Ryan.
Yeah,
like,
89.
You know, like, I just want to hear him say Reggie White, Jerome Brown.
Yeah, Wes Hopkins.
Yeah, wow.
30.
I love Wes. 48.
Yeah, Ron Heller with a big...
Yeah, Ron Heller.
With a good pole.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Dave Remington.
Yeah.
Remember those guys?
They sucked.
Yeah. They had horrible.
They tried to get out from Dave Remington, who was good at Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He was great in college. I think Nebraska. And he was great in college, and he would play for the Bengals. It's like that stinking Ron Salt. You remember him?
Yeah.
So you know, they needed an offensive lineup so bad, and like we as Eagle fans, we knew all the linemen, and Ron Salt was a free agent.
Yep.
And Ron Salt was a steroid cat, so he was one of these dudes puffed up. Then the Outlaw came.
Yeah.
And then he shrunk like a raisin. He was like a raisin.
Shriveled up?
He was. He was a raisin. And he was horrible. Just absolutely horrible. Poor Randall. You can say whatever you want about Randall. He never had an offensive line. Carson had an offensive line. Donovan had an offensive line. Randall never had an offensive line.
Well,
you gave that dude time, forget about it.
I remember it was like years before they had a guy who rushed for over 100 yards in a game.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, I mean, like 6 or 7 years
yeah, man.
Between guys that actually went over 100 in a game. I think the guy that broke it was Keith Byers.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, at Ohio State.
They're not, and you know, he was, you know, again, he was more of a fullback type.
Fullback tight end later in his career.
Yeah.
Even. 610-632-0975. All right, we're going to start the game with callers here, Anthony, to get people registered for these Tool tickets on November 18th. Tickets on sale tomorrow at Wells Fargo Center box office in Philly, wellsfargocenterphilly.com, all right? So you got to have a team and the initials ready for people, all right? We'll start with Ray in Massachusetts on the Fanatic. Raymond.
Morning, fellas.
What's up, Ray?
I am so jacked. I'm lost for words right now. I've had to call y'all, brother, because I'm up in Massachusetts working right now. And I'm saying all this Patriot stuff. When I wake up in the morning, it's nonsense. So I went to this pub yesterday. I made sure I had my Dawkins jersey on and a blue Sixers hat.
Yes!
I walked up on me.
You got
yes.
that Sixers hat on, a fuck,
yes.
I love
so
it.
Make sure you show up. You like, where you from? Not from around here, as you can
Welcome
tell.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Yes! Yes!
So, get excited.
Yes. You bastard. Yes.
Now I'm getting dirty looks the whole night. But anyway, what I called in about, what the guys were talking about this morning, I would love to see the offense start, see D-Jack come back, Carson Wentz ready to go. Now the defense, let them lose. Win the coin toss, defer, go out there and eat lunch and dinner.
So you want
snack at night.
All right, so you want to see the offense, you want to see the defense on the field eating early.
Yes,
see,
yes.
You're right. 99% of the time, I want to see the defense on the field. I want to defer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Set
yes.
tone at home.
Except on Sunday.
Yeah, I want the offense too.
But see, and now, what I say, like, the offense coming out, seeing Carson Wentz out there healthy, D-Jack back, they're already charged. So the defense feeds off the crowd.
Yeah.
Let's go. And yeah, I got one more request for y'all brothers.
Sure.
I'm going to give y'all the chant, and I want Andrew to play the song. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Yes! Yes, from Boston! I love it!
This thing's going to be charting on Billboard, too, by the end of this week. I can't get enough of it. All right, you want some more Summerall?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, this is the intro to the 49ers-Eagles wildcard game, 1996.
Let me hear.
This is a Fox Sports presentation.
That's Dick Irvin. Troll voice guy.
Oh, really?
Today, the San Francisco 49ers once again enter the playoffs, but this time as a wild card team. They now appear to be surging just in time. Their explosive leaders look to reestablish the dominance they possessed only a short time ago. The 5-time Super Bowl champions commence this new season with restored confidence as the playoff drive begins. Philadelphia head coach Ray Rhodes makes his return to San Francisco. Ricky Waters also returns, aiming to sprint past his former team. For the Eagles, the 1996 season has had its ups and downs. But today is a new beginning. San Francisco is the setting as the second season awaits.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Intonation is
that does
phenomenal.
Not sound dated to me.
No.
That still has like an effect on me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know,
let me ask you, because you didn't grow up with it. You were born then.
Right. Yeah, I was 2 years old.
Right. So, but does it sound dated to you?
No, and I love that kind of stuff. I love the intro.
Right. So do I.
And I love the extended intro. A lot of times it's only about 15, 20 seconds. I love the extended intro. Like guys like Al Michaels who do the extended intro. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the extended intro too.
The beginning and then they bring in the analyst. Let's bring in Chris Collinsworth.
The beginning of the Flyers games with Tim Saunders. He always sets the scene.
Yeah. Scene setter.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that too. I agree with you.
Yeah,
brother.
You got to set the scene for people.
Yeah.
You know, because they're trying to take you to the game via your ears or your eyes, you know? And they need this. The good ones do it well. Eagles lost that game, by the way, 14-0.
Yeah.
14-0.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Listen, forever we needed a quarterback.
And it wasn't Roddy Peete.
All right. We needed a quarterback.
Yeah. Touchdown was a Steve Young 9-yard rush for a touchdown for the first one. And then Jerry Rice from Steve Young for 3-yard touchdown pass with a Jeff Wilkins kick.
Jeff Wilkins.
Oh, man. How about that? Just brutal. A 14-0 loss. That was a frustrating time as an Eagle fan.
No, it was terrible. It really was. I mean, that's why now we're sitting here, we're going, isn't it awesome? Isn't it great that we finally have this?
Yeah. And this looks, I saw an article on the Inquirer, on Inquirer.com, about Howie he has set this team up with an open window, not only for this year, but for years to come.
Yeah, man.
You know, you bring in these guys like a Jordan Howard this year, like Jay Ajayi or LeGarrette Blount in the Super Bowl year. And maybe they stay, maybe they don't. We don't know. But they're there to set you up for that year.
It's true.
To go in and have a shot at hoisting the trophy. And they got a shot this year. We'll see how it plays out. There's going to be a lot of variables week by week.
Listen, you go back to the characters. There's a lot of characters in play here. And one of the great characters is, of course, Howie.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what he did, where he came from, you know, the banishment, you know, being born from, you know, Andy and Joe. He was in the middle. He was like the child in the middle of the fight over custody. Andy and Joe. I mean, it was kind of like that.
Well, he was the understudy with Banner.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Contract-wise early
and
on.
Andy was, he wanted to be a football. He wanted more of the football aspect of it. So he studied under Andy in the football way. And then, of course, Chip Kelly comes in and, you know, and then his, you know, resurrection was amazing. Like,
in short order,
and
too.
Yeah, and like, you know, one thing I love about him is that he's bold. He's in on everybody. Like, there's a big name out there. He's in on him.
Speaking of big names, let's talk to one of the biggest right now from NBC Sports Philadelphia. You see him on Quick Slants. You see him on pre- and post-game live. I'll be watching the post-game interviews with D-Gunn this Sunday. D-Gunn.
There he is.
It's like a family reunion, man. I missed you guys.
We're back, man. You're doing the barbecuing, though, D-Gun.
Look, man, if we can make it work, I'd be happy to do it, man. I'll do you my famous ribs, all my grilled chicken wings. I'll do it up for you.
Oh, he's always posting pictures, Ant.
Yeah, he's tremendous.
Now, you a wet rib guy or you dry?
No, dry, man. Dry.
Oh, that's
I use a little rub. Well, you know what? A combination. I like to do a little rub the night before, let him chill. And then I'll take Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, add a little bit, little something to it, give it a little kick to it, and we're good.
Mm. Look at that.
Proprietary product he's got going. He goes, a little something. He doesn't tell us what something is. Well, a little something happened.
The key is mesquite wood or pecan wood. You can't go wrong.
That's the flavor. That's the D-Gun flavor. I love it. D-Gun, speaking of flavor.
Wood.
Speaking of flavor, the Eagles kick it off. The 100th year kicks off tonight and with your hometown team, the Packers. But the Eagles kick it off Sunday against the Washington Redskins. Big line on this game. How much of a factor could rust play in it for this Eagles team, and in particular Carson Wentz?
Yeah, you know, it may start off a little bit rough, but I think I go back to what Doug said not too long ago, that we can increase and ramp up practice sessions. And, of course, it was so beneficial to have the Baltimore Ravens come in for a few days and work on game situations to where coaches feel that that's enough now, that you don't have to put your frontline players in these preseason games. I mean, you look at a team like the Rams. Jared Goff didn't play last year. They went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you look at the numbers he put up, and you're starting to see more and more teams now keep their frontline players out of these games. And I truly believe in this next CBA that they're going to try to reduce the preseason games to get them down to two, especially if they try to keep pushing the expansion of an 18-game regular season. So, you know, it's going to be made a little rough for a few people, but, you know, most of these guys have been in this system for a while. They know what they're doing. You're just incorporating like a Miles Sanders here, a JJ, I think a Whiteside there. So, yeah, most of these guys, they know what's going on. I don't think it'll affect them that much.
Yeah, I hear you. I think you make a good case for that. I think you're probably right. It's funny because sometimes we can go overboard, but you're right. Sure. They put a lot of work into it. They, you know, all that, you know, the only thing is that game thing, but, you know, that comes back. It's muscle memory. So what are you, like, going into this whole thing, the big question, obviously, is Carson. Where is Carson at in your eyes? And more importantly, you, a man who knows the vibe of the room better than anybody, where's Carson at with everybody else?
You know, sometimes looks can be deceiving. We'll find out. But everything that I've seen of Carson Wentz, I tell you what, the guy looks good. Arm strength looks better than it has been in recent years. He's moving around without that knee brace on now. He said to us last week that he's trying to function more out of the pocket and become a more of a pocket passer. Well, that might be a little concerning to me. It may work against some teams, but, you know, when your claim to fame, part of your claim to fame has been your mobility from high school to college in the early stages of your career, your ability to move around and to buy time and to throw and to run. And I want to see what kind of adjustments that he's talking about in terms of trying to become more pocket aware, more pocket passer. If that's the case, is this going to be an even more so rhythm offense where it's 1-2-3 throw? But we all know every week is not going to work like that. You're going to have to pat that ball an extra time. That first and second option may not be open. You're going to have to wait until that third option clears. We understand this, so now he's going to have to move out. And that's what I want to see. How does that knee really look now that you have other jerseys trying to take you down and tear your head off, and how accurate he is on the run? But for right now, everything I've seen in training camp, he just looks spectacular. As far as the locker room culture, this is a team that has that chip on his shoulder again. They were not satisfied with how their season ended down in New Orleans last year on a fluke play. So they feel that this team has even more talent than the team of 2017. Of course, they're a little nicked up in strategic spots right now, so we'll see how that plays itself out. But I like the mindset. I like the gossip and the chatter I'm hearing in the locker room from this team, and I can't wait to see how it all comes together.
Derek Gunn with us from NBC Sports Philly on the Comcast Business Hotline. D. Gunn, you were here when Andy Reid went deep on play number one in that 04 season, McNabb to T.O. You got the man back, DeSean Jackson, the burner, a stretch-the-field receiver. Do you expect to see him showcased on Sunday against the Redskins? Look to get DeSean off early, really get the crowd going with Wentz to DeSean and establish that connection early on?
I wouldn't be surprised if Doug did something like that. But, you know, this team has so many weapons, a lot more weapons than that Andy Reid team had. I mean, there's so much more diversity in terms of how you can attack a defense. So I don't know. I really don't know what Doug is going to do. I mean, I think at some point you're going to have to take a deep shot. I mean, you can say what you want to say about the Redskins as a whole, but their defense is pretty good. They have some pretty good personnel on the defensive side of the football. But I do believe Doug's going to try to mix it up a little bit, get the crowd into the game early, do something that we're not expecting. I mean, you look at what you have. You have the big receiver on one side. You have the Gazelle and DeSean Jackson on the other side. 2 6-5 tight ends. You have versatile backs in their backfield. So it's like pick your poison in terms of what you try to stop. Because if you try to stop this, then they're coming at you this way. So I can't wait to see how Doug plays out, especially the first 15, 20 plays of the game.
Let's talk about the other side of the ball. The front, we agree, the front could be really, really good. obviously, yes. I mean, Fletcher is one of the most underrated, you know, just defensive forces in the league. I love Malik Jackson. I think that's going to be a guy we're going to talk a lot about. Back the linebackers and the back seven as a whole against the run. Where are you at there?
Well, I mean, you look at the way this team played last year against the run. They were one of, what, 7-8 teams that gave up less than 100 yards a game on the ground, and I fully expect that. And I think a key to that, the run defense, is Malcolm. The way Jim Schwartz utilizes Malcolm to come down and play in the box, they have him roaming around. So I like that. Malcolm is the brain trust of that defense. And the guys up front are probably as stout as anybody in the National Football League. I do have a little concern about the linebacking situation because, you know, we haven't seen Nigel Bradham all training camp. We don't know how healthy he is. You know, we don't know what Zach Brown is. Zach Brown's been relatively quiet all training camp. I'm still not sold on Nathan Gary yet. I think the most versatile linebacker, Kamu Grugier-Hill, he's down for the count for a few weeks. So it's going to be interesting to see how they mix and match the pieces back there. And then, of course, you got the guys nicked up on the back end. I can't wait to see what Sidney Jones is capable of doing. Every down on the outside now, he told me in training camp that he's more comfortable on the outside than he was playing the slot. Now he gets that chance with Jalen Mills down. If Sidney Jones lives up to expectation of what he was supposed to be coming out of college, Jalen Mills may not get his job back.
Wow.
God,
a goblin.
He just brought up a name, and Bradham, and apparently there was some confusion on his whereabouts. He was sick, and the Eagles weren't sure where he was. Can you clarify that?
Yeah, I talked to a couple of people today, and they said there's nothing to the story. You know, and I was told, like, don't make it a drama issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nigel and Doug Peterson talked about it. It's water under the dam now, and everybody's moving forward. Whatever the mix-up was, it's been ironed out, it's discussed,
okay.
And nobody's looking back. Everybody's moving forward now.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure everybody's all ready to go and play some football.
Yeah.
T-Gun, 100 years of the NFL.
Football, baby!
Yeah, 100 years of the NFL, man. Like, can you articulate what the game means to you?
Yeah, we growing up in Wisconsin where, you know, you're in Milwaukee, it's Packer, Packer, Packer.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and you're raised with that game. Like, what were your first memories?
Oh, my goodness. It would have to be the Ice Bowl. To sit there with my dad and watch that game. And when you think about how cold it was, minus 15 degrees, and you're thinking, first of all, Dallas came in there and basically had the upper hand on the Green Bay Packers, and you're thinking the Packers are dead in the water, and then somehow, some way, they work their way down the field, and then you all know with what Bart Starr did, you know, that's history in itself. But when I look at the game as a whole, man, the game as a whole, it has provided so much to so many, camaraderie, so many family memories, so many traditions, so much history, you know.
Yeah.
And it's unlike the other three major sports. You get it once a week.
Yeah.
You get to build up all this adrenaline, you know, all this chatter back and forth with friends who may be a fan of another team. And then it comes game time, and you can just let all that energy out, man. And you look at the special moments that we've been able to watch throughout the history of pro football and some of the great athletes we've been able to watch, man. And I tell you what, I can't get enough of it. My wife calls herself a football widow from September to January. And, you know, it's just something about the game, the camaraderie, and how it brings so many different races and nationalities together to form a unified body to achieve one common goal. And I love the game 30 years ago, and I still love the game just as much as now.
No, that's very well said. What do you got coming up on NBC Sports Philly?
Well, today at 1 o'clock, me and my man Barrett Brooks are hosting an app show on the NBC Sports Philadelphia app. And, of course, you can get it on NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com. We are doing a 90-minute NFL kickoff show.
Awesome.
We will be bringing in our insiders from all of our regionals across the country. So that's 10 different teams we'll be discussing. The show is from 1 o'clock to 2:30. Again, if you don't have the My Teams app, get it now. It's free. Check us out and hear what we're talking about, not just in Philly, but in other parts of the country as well. And, of course, you guys know what Sunday is. Eagles pregame live, baby. It's
that's it.
Yeah, postgame live, all the interviews. You and Brandon Graham are going to be going back and forth again another season.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I told Brandon, I said, now, don't get offended. If I come back at you after a loss or two, You're wrong again, Brandon Graham. You let me down.
Derek, we're looking forward to a great season, man. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you next week.
Man, I'm always looking forward to talk to you guys. You guys have a great football weekend, man.
Yeah, enjoy. Derek Gunn, NBC Sports Philly, Quick Slants, pre- and post-game live. How about that? He wrapped up, like, his memories of the game in an ice bowl. I could see you just going, oh, man, I'd love to experience the ice bowl.
I want
to
be there. Oh, yeah. My God. I want to see that, Will, before our time. Oh, my God. Awesome. Just hear him. It's back. Like, yeah. That's just the best.
610-632-0975. Some open lines here on the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right. Let's talk a little DraftKings, shall we, as we all get ready for the first kickoff tonight in the NFL. Well, DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's right. You're in New Jersey. It's where you got to go. Get in on the action. You can get a deposit bonus up to $500 for a limited time. So DraftKings Sportsbook app is America's top-rated sportsbook app with the season here tonight. Great promotions going on. And actually, DraftKings has a no-brainer odds boost for Sunday. That's it, our boys, involving the guys in green. You want to get some green, all you got to do, you can double your money if our guys score a touchdown. That's it. A single touchdown. Get into the end zone. That's all you need. And all of a sudden, you double your money. Doesn't get easier than that. DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all. The over-unders and player props and in-game betting so you can bet the game while it's being played. DraftKings is based right here in the United States, not offshore, so you know your funds are safe and secure. Kick off your season the right way. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic for a limited time. All new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500 plus new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $200. DraftKings.com/Fanatic for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Martinez middays.
Oh, man.
It's ridiculous.
Here you go, cuss.
Outright tonight.
Get ready for November.
The Grudge. Little tool for you, brother. Tool coming. Special guest Killing Joke, Wells Fargo Center, November 18th. And tickets on sale tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. at the WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. And we are efforting for you and I to get to see the show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
They're good live.
That'd be fun.
I like an indoor show, too. I'm not an outdoor man for a concert. Too big, too much to fill.
Yeah.
Everything kind of indoors, nice and... Not intimate, obviously.
There is something like a stadium show is...
Yeah.
Because of the crowd.
Yeah, just the sheer number, the volume.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Call me. You don't want to go to the outdoor show I'm going to this Saturday?
What are you
going to
see?
Oh, Zach Brown Band's in town.
Well, that's a good show. From what I understand, that's a really good show to go to.
Hey, you want
to
come?
No.
Okay, I got an extra ticket.
I'm out.
Kids, you and Zach Brown.
No, I'm out.
Bare pair of cowboy boots. You with a big belt buckle on.
No, I'm good. I'm out.
10-gallon hat. You sure?
Yeah, brother.
Wentz might be there, right?
Yeah, it's just he loves that.
Yeah.
He's a pickup man.
Yeah. Come out on stage.
Yeah.
The Revenant.
Yeah, your boy could be there. Well, it's Saturday night. I can't be there. It'll be in a hotel.
Oh, yeah. They'll better be resting up for Sunday.
Saturday night, it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, where's the show?
I think it's BB&T.
Yeah, it's not going to be at the Link, obviously. Because they got a game the next. They got to tear up turf.
No, stay away from the Link.
Yeah. All right, so.
All your guys, you know, Bart, Scott Bart, whoever.
Former linebackers?
I don't know.
Bart Starr.
I was thinking, when I think of the country acts, they always have two first names.
Yes.
They do. Jim Bill. Let's go to Jim Bill.
Alan Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. They're all the same. Jackson yep. Allen. Like, all right.
You're not a fan of like
LaVoy Allen. I like LaVoy Allen.
The Chattahoochee song, the Alan Jackson Chattahoochee song. You don't know that one?
No, I don't know that.
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
I have no idea.
It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
Yeah, no.
That's the lyrics.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
A lot of time right now, huh?
Yeah.
All right,
so we're gonna start the game. You're gonna give a team.
All right, so I'll give you one.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Cleveland Browns WS.
Webster Slaughter.
Yes! Yes!
How did I nail that?
And look, all I do, it's the first guy that comes to my mind.
Let me give you one, too.
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers, MH.
MH Niners. MH. Oh, my God.
It's a great one, man.
Is it really?
He had a really long neck.
He had a long... Oh, my God. Wait a second.
We used to call him Neck Man.
Yes. And his head would bobble. He had the bobble head.
Yep.
You're right. He was a defensive back.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I could see him. He played for a number of different teams.
His first name kind of rhymes with my nickname.
Yeah.
And that's not like Mountain Troll.
No. I Oh, my God. I could see him. He played for a couple different teams.
I believe he did.
Oh, my God. Remember him. Oh, my God. Oh.
What's my nickname?
Mert. Mert and Hanks.
There you go.
Mert and Hanks.
Neck man.
Mert and Hanks.
I don't know why that came to my mind, but.
That's a great one. Mert and Hanks is bust out.
Yeah. Mert and Hanks.
Mert and Hanks had that. You're right. That was a big Mert. Yeah, Mert and Hanks.
Up a pass. He wouldn't wave the finger. His neck would.
That's right, man.
He was like a baby that just came out and kind of had no control over his head.
That's it. That's so true. Andrew, at Tampa Bay SR.
Oh, Simeon Rice.
Yes.
Wow. Very good. Good pull.
Simeon Rice. It's a great name, Simeon.
Ugh. Not Mark Simino. So we'll give people those, and they'll get qualified.
Mert Hanks is a bust out.
Well, Webster Slaughter was a good pull by you, too. That's way back when the Kevin Mack days.
Yeah, that's right,
610-632-0975. Let's go to Mike on Front Street. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you say, boys? Greetings. Good afternoon.
Greetings, Michael. Greetings.
Hey, listen, real quick. I met both of you in 17. Anthony, at the Baldy Bash, I was doing the catering for Lamberti's at the time, and I was telling you the story about how I saw your big fat head face on the side of the mountain because they had, Palantonio, and this is when I met Mertitas, and they had these pictures of your faces so large on the mountain that I hit a mogul, and I went flying like 30 feet.
Oh, man.
Wait a second.
Did I break a hip?
Awesome.
Yeah, so I just sent you an email again with the picture of it. It's me and my Russian friend, Dimitri, skiing down the mountain, and we took a picture next to your face.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Oh, my God, it's hysterical.
But, I'm really excited about the season. And the reason I called is the impact that it has on the local economy is for, because I'm a server and a bartender. And I tell you, it's scarce until week one of the season. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.